Hello and welcome to Disc Golf Daily, the podcast that tries to catch you up on all things disc golf in about 8 to 10 minutes. I'm Brian Papa Wolf Frawley, and today I'm here to talk to you about the Copenhagen Open. The Disc Golf Pro Tour took its talents to Denmark? Not Miami? Yeah, Denmark this weekend. And we got to see some of our favorite players from across the pond compete with a handful of names from stateside as well. On the MPO side, we had names like Paul Ulibarri, Greg Barsby, and Chris Clemens making the adventure over to participate in this European Disc Golf Pro Tour event. On the FPO side, not as many Americans, in fact, none to my knowledge, but you did see a handful of familiar faces like Evelina Solomon, Annika Stein, Heidi Lane, and of course Rachel Turton, who just did well in Champions Cup a few weeks back. The Disc Golf Pro Tour matchmakers did us a favor with some great cards on Friday, and we saw a lot of hot action, but as far as the hottest action on the FPO side, that came from Kaidi Al-Salu, and she shot a neg 8 in the first round to secure herself lead card for round 2. Joining her for round 2 was Silva Saarinen, Sanja Lane, and Rachel Turton, as previously mentioned. On the MPO side, we had a couple of shooters come out and shoot neg 10. Paul Ulibarri, Daniel Davidson, Jakob Sumerad shooting that neg 10. And then three more at neg 9, Lori Lightnin, Rasmus Skorupi, and Otto Makkinen, all in neg 9. Now, that neg 9 came out to 10:37, and that neg 10 came out to 10:45. So a lot of those players really struggling to shoot real well and get that round rating up and over their ratings as well. I know they were battling out there. Round 2 showed us a couple of other great rounds with Jesse Nibinen shooting a neg 13 on the MPO side for hot round of the day, landing himself in first place. Paul Ulibarri shot another neg 10 to give himself solo second. Eetu Tuninen shot a neg 11, and Nicholas Anttila shot a neg 10 to round out your lead card. So that was your first, second, and tie for third at neg 18. On the FPO side, going into round 3, your lead card was Kaidi Al-Salu, Evelina Solomon, Silva Saarinen, and Jenny Karppinen. Kaidi had a four-stroke lead on Evelina going into the final round. So that made things very interesting. The opening hole made it maybe less interesting. Depending on if you were watching from start to beginning, you saw Evelina get the triple bogey to start. Maybe you thought, oh, well, it's over. And then Evelina bogeyed again on hole 5. But then she went 6, 7, 8, got birdie, birdie, birdie. And Kaidi Al-Salu went par, bogey, bogey in that stretch, swapping some strokes. And then we get to hole 11, which was scoring the hardest of the day. And Kaidi shot herself a 5, which was a bogey, and Evelina got a 3, which was a birdie, so a few more stroke differential. Evelina grabbed a couple more birdies going on the final stretch, and we got to hole 18 with a 1-stroke lead for Kaidi Al-Salu, and Evelina 1-stroke behind. Now, for those of you that maybe didn't notice, hole 18, special bonus for FPO, par 6 came in over 1,000 feet, just for reference. Played really well throughout the weekend, but it was a par 6. A couple of landing zones, a couple of great shots where you need to push distance to try to get that eagle. Evelina did push the distance, leaving herself a circle 2 obstructed putt to try to get a 4. Kaidi played a little bit more conservative, giving herself a pretty easy look at a 5. Just before Kaidi was up, Evelina was up. Evelina stood back, had a little jumper, caught a little bit of cabbage, fell into the bucket, splashed around a little bit, and stayed inside. You could see it on her face. I think even she was surprised. Kaidi took herself a birdie as well, which means for back-to-back weeks, we headed into overtime, which was pretty exciting for us fans. They both bogeyed the first hole, which was hole 7, which is an island green. Evelina went deep. Kaidi came up a little bit short. So then they went from 7 to hole 15. This is a traditional sudden death, not an aggregate like last week. And Evelina got the birdie, so she took home the Disc Golf Pro Tour win at the Copenhagen Open, which definitely helped out her Disc Golf Pro Tour point standings, which we'll get to in 1 second. On the MPO side, it was very close to start, but maybe not as close down the run, as Jesse Nieminen just shot himself a great middle portion from hole 9 to hole 14. He birdied 6 in a row. That man was on fire during that steam. Got to kind of walk up hole 18 knowing that he was all set with a 2-stroke lead. Eetu Tonanen shot extremely well as well. He shot a neg 10. Samuel Heinen shot a neg 12 on the day, jumping himself up to fourth place. Nicholas Anttila took second with Eetu. And Roland Skjer tied Samuel for fourth place. And Paul Ulibarri also tied for fourth place as well. So that was a great top five. On the FPO side, we had some familiar names as well. Evelina was in first. Kaidi was in second. Silva Saarinen in third. Heidi Laine in fourth. And Annika Stein in fifth. So we mentioned those Disc Golf Pro Tour standings. And not a ton has changed because it wasn't obviously a full field. But Evelina did take 100 points, which extended her lead over Kristin Tatar. And then Heidi Laine taking 69 points coming in fourth. She actually ended up jumping Rebecca Cox, Ella Hansen, and Natalie Ryan, I believe, to go from 11th or 10th to 7th now. So keep an eye on that side. On the MPO side, one guy who's already won this year, who competing in that event really helped him out, was Nicholas Anttila. He gets 80 points for second, so he jumped up over Richard Wysocki and Calvin Heimberg, but Nicholas is in third, Anthony Burrell is in first, Gannon Burrs in second, Ricky's in fourth, and Calvin is in fifth for your top five. Jakob Sumerud was the next European player that gained some traction, jumping himself up to 15th from about 20th position, getting himself 35 points in general. So kind of cool to see how the, if you will, standings for the big events changed a little bit when there was a modified field, a different field, not a bad field, just a different field based on location. We had a couple people shoot really well over their ratings this weekend, so we want to give them a shout out. In 14th place on the MPO side, Eilis Grippler and Fritjof Fagernen both shot well above their rating. Eilis shot 41 and Fritjof shot 37 points over their rating, so congrats to them. Roland Kurr, who ended up taking a top five at the event, averaged 32 points over his rating, so congrats to him. Sonja Laine shot 62 points over her rating to come in ninth place on the FPO side. Alina Rydberg shot 41 points over her rating for 17th place. And Elisabeth Pekacina shot 37 points over her rating to secure 19th position. With the good is unfortunately the bad. The highest players to miss catch on the MPO side, Elias Lukanen, Veli Akanas, and... Oh, see, live right now, too small window, can't read it. Rasmus Sukarij. And on the FPO side, Hannah Jensen, Martej Sumeritsky, and Julia Hach all unfortunately did not cash with pretty high ratings to match. With the Boar score coming into full play, we looked at a lot of those holes. Pretty good spread by the local organizing committee. Congrats to them. One hole stood out to us, though. We knew that hole 11 was going to play hard, but it also scored really well and gave a lot of variety and also some excitement. On the yin to that yang, unfortunately, was hole 5 for both the MPO and FPO. Just didn't really have a large scoring. There was no OBs. There wasn't a lot of excitement. I imagine if you sat there the whole time, it was kind of a blah hole. Majority of people bogeyed it on one day for FPO. There was a ton of pars, not a lot of birdie action at all across the board. So please, you know, think about that when you're designing a course, or if you're at home, think about that when you're playing. Like, what? I wonder what course or what hole is not going to score well on the Boar score at my local event. Speaking of your local event, reminder to tell your friends that you listen to Disc Golf Daily. Maybe you found us on X or Instagram or Facebook. Tell your friends how to find us. I close tonight with a little bit of a rant, maybe a little bit of pop-ups preaching. I don't know, however you want to word it. But something that I would like to see as a fan and someone that watches every Pro Tour event, much like when I go to a hockey game or I go to a football game, a nice person comes over the announcement, usually late in the period, late in the quarters, and says, hey, just so you know, this many people came to the event. It's really exciting. People cheer, people clap, we hope for sellouts. We would love to know that, Disc Golf Pro Tour. local organizing committees, PDGA folk. We would love to know how many people come to watch said event. Maybe it's a statistic on how many people came, how many people are support, how many people are employed, blah, blah, blah. But I just want to know how many people are coming to these events. Kind of tough to tell on camera sometime. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As always, we'd really like to have you follow us on X or Facebook or Instagram, whatever is convenient for you. Give us a like or whatever. Happy Mother's Day, belated to all the mothers out there. And until next time, keep it in the fairway.